What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Giannis Antetokounmpo, NBA Finals MVP, NBA champ, one of the funnest champions. You know, like he brought his Finals MVP to Chick-fil-A,
and was, Fox News is loving that.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true.
They had a straight up headline. They're like, Giannis celebrates with Chick-fil-A. They're like, okay.
50 chicken nuggets. And there's a good shot of one of the Chick-fil-A employees being like, whoa, holy shit, it's Giannis. He ordered 50 and put up 50. I'm Jack, you are Miles.
Yep.
That's one thing that's trending, the NBA Finals. Big event, final game of the season. Giannis and the Milwaukee Bucks pulled it out.
Congrats to you, Milwaukee. 50
redeemed
years.
The season, I feel like, because people were starting to be like, if the Suns win, then it's just going to be, asterisk. But I feel like this is, I don't know, it feels right. We got the best player in the league, the future best player, people have been saying for a while, and kind of ascending to the throne, dropped 50 in the clinching game. It was pretty dope.
And then what? In that third, the second half, when like they were behind, he just went off, and he's like, "I shall just deliver this championship to Milwaukee."
Yeah,
and it was great to see. Great to see. I'm happy for him.
It was weird. It was like his one weak spot was that he's like a bad free throw shooter.
Yeah.
And then last night it was like he was just doing that to be fair. He was shooting free throws poorly just to like be fair. And last night he was like, all right, I'm going to actually make them. Sorry, guys, but this one's too important.
I'm only going to miss two.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Shot like 14 of 16. So he's, if he's making free throws, it's over for the rest of the league. But fun, finals. It was a fun, playoffs overall. And I needed that.
Yeah, good performance from the Suns too. I mean, part of me was like, I was pretty neutral in this series, but I think with Giannis, just like in his story and how, even with when a lot of people were like, damn, he's gonna re-sign with the Bucks.
He
could go anywhere. That just shows you, man. It's a beautiful thing to see somebody that loyalty and that belief, and like just sort of because he felt such love from the city that he felt like an obligation to like honor their support. And then you end up with a championship.
A lot of good Giannis stories happening. Like there's that video clip of him signing autographs and a girl comes up and she's like eight or so, and it's like, here, I drew these pictures of you, and she had drawn like a bunch of pictures, and he's like, I have to give you a hug, and came around and gave her a hug, and just, and the girl was like weeping, but he just seems like a sweet dude. There's another story. His rookie year, he was going to a Western Union to just like send all the money he was making back to Greece, and he realized after he sent it all back that he didn't have money for a cab home, and so he just started running home through Milwaukee in the freezing cold, and a fan like picked him up and drove him home. But yeah, kind of a good dude.
Yeah, couldn't better, you know, you can't ask for something better to happen to a nicer person, where like, right, all you hear is just fantastic like, yeah, anecdotes just about them.
Yeah. So from that high to let's get into some COVID shit. Alabama, this is wild. I mean, we talk on tomorrow's episode about how like the map of the U.S. is like of where COVID is spiking, where COVID deaths and hospitalizations are spiking, really like breaks down by just like a map like party of line. Republican voters.
Yeah. Basically. And yeah, Alabama's trending because there was this quote from a doctor there who was just talking about just how out of control it's becoming and how the, you know, the hospital systems are being overwhelmed. And this tweet said, Alabama doctor says this about her COVID patients, some of whom are dying. Quote, one of the last things they do before they're intubated is beg me for the vaccine. I hold their hand and tell them that I'm sorry, but it's too late.
Damn. I mean, that's heartbreaking.
You don't want to have that.
You really don't.
That realization. Really, oh my God. I mean, that's yikes. So again, vaccinations are so important, especially with this Delta variant. Cause again, the CDC, they're saying this is just turning into an unvaccinated pandemic wave that we're seeing now. And yeah, and that sort of leads to the next thing that was trending is the Lambda variant.
Yeah. So this is the newest variant coming up after the Delta. Lambda has been discovered in a Texas hospital. And we don't know what the characteristics are of this one, like what makes it different, but
we have more information about Delta. Lambda, yeah, the Lambda variant, what they do know is that it just has been, quote, associated with substantive rates of community transmission in multiple countries. So, yeah.
I'm just waiting for the one that, like, makes little kids really sick. Like, that's, you know, my fucking nightmare is that, like, people fuck around for long enough that, like, this thing keeps mutating. Evolving, and yeah, then, you know, there one happens to affect young kids. And then I don't know what the fuck I do.
I think like a lot of people too. That's so, and that's
house and just, yeah, keep my kids inside.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing is like you wonder what it will take for some people who are so adamant about their quote unquote immune systems being able to handle a disease that their immune systems have never encountered before. Mm-hmm. Like how
is that one
much
of their talking points? Like, that's why a guy gave us immune systems?
Yeah, yeah. You don't hear... That's like one of the most popular refrains from anti-vax people. Damn. They're like, I have an immune system. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, well, excuse you. But, you know, like, that hubris, man, like, it comes with a cost. And that's the other thing is why, like, it's so important for as many people to get vaccinated so we don't have this, like, just the globe as a petri dish for this thing to pop up and have all kinds of variants. And again, eventually just lead to more lockdowns and more distress and things like that. It's hard to feel optimistic at the moment, but especially when there's like so many solutions in front of us, and many people just don't choose to take them or leadership isn't willing to share things like vaccines.
Yeah. I mean, it's now easier than ever to go get the fucking vaccine, y'all. Just go to your
it's local. Easier than like getting a net zero boot CD. Yeah. Like in the late 90s when they'd be like, hey, you want the internet? Get this CD-ROM. I remember them shits were everywhere. That's like what vaccines are. You can go fucking anywhere, please.
It's easier to get it than not to get it at this point. Just go fucking get it. And while we're talking about the party, the force that is fucking up our country right now, let's talk about why McCarthy's name is trending. They're going to do their own investigation. The Republicans, you can do your Gen 6th investigation. We're going to do our own, bro, and it's going to tell us that this was Antifa.
Exactly. You know, there's just something about him. We've talked about this over and over when we talk about this commission. Every time the Republicans have had a chance to do even like they said, let's do an independent. We don't even have to have members of either chamber preside over this. We can just impanel an independent commission to look at this. They said, no, an independent commission is too partisan. Huh? Mm-hmm. Then completely took a dump on like any kind of bipartisan deal for it. And now you just want to do your own thing. So it's just like, it's just a bunch of nonsense. I don't know. We'll see what they come up with. I'm sure it'll be some really weird, tenuous nonsense.
Yeah. Strategically, it's the smart thing to do because it just continues to allow them to create their own realities that people are existing in. All right, let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk about some bullshit.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. Now, this is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. If you ever felt like you were always too much this while also never being enough that, this is the podcast for you. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more via my own personal stories, along with interviews with inspiring thought leaders from our community. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community that you need to know. So much of what makes our community so beautiful is our diversity, yet too often, those of us who don't fit into this dumb, stereotypical box of whatever it means to be Latino are left without a voice or just forgotten about. On this show, I celebrate the uniqueness of our culture and invite you to walk in your authenticity. Listen to Life as a Gringo as a part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
And we're back, and as promised, some bullshit, specifically Lakers fans, are doing their thing. The morning after the championship game is over, I'm seeing CP3 to the Lakers. I'm seeing Russ to the Lakers. This is just how the Lakers fans operate, is just like, okay, now let's get back to how are we going to win the title?
Okay, who's shattered? Who's shattered and good? hey, come here. You're good, but you're shattered. Come here. Yeah. Look, Chris Paul, we had a chance with him years ago, but we know how the league intervened that time. So I'm good on that. I think, you know, as much as I admire him, I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, he's a fantastic player, but Russell Westbrook would be very interesting considering he's a local boy.
I don't like him for you guys. I got to tell you, as somebody who also roots for the Lakers, I don't like, and also somebody who like watched him in the playoffs this year, just like for this modern league, like having him and LeBron and AD, like all people who kind of need the ball around the hoop to really be effective. I don't like that as a fit, but
this is obviously fantasy projections. Yeah. Cause I think, you know, I mean, granted, yeah, a point guard would be good. And I think that's the reason why these names are popping up, because everyone's like, oh, they're looking for a veteran point guard. And they're like, what about these ones?
Yeah. We'll see. I mean, yeah. Dame would be amazing, obviously. That's the pipe dream that we're not saying out loud, cause we don't want to jinx it.
Yeah. That's the hitting the pipe dream right there.
So one new development from climate change is that's like a little bit more interesting. You know, it's going to be a fun discovery period. Russia's permafrost is melting, so we're about to find some new stuff. They're finding like all these mammoth graveyards and shit. It's so Russia's soil is like 65% of the landmass has been frozen like forever. Like the soil is just frozen and hasn't not been frozen for many, a century. And now we are going to see it start to melt. This is the plot to, actually, I don't want to spoil that. So I'll just say it's a plot to multiple science fiction movies. Yeah, man. I don't know. We're fucking around and about to find out what's happening.
Who knows what kind of organisms and bacteria and things are also there? Not just the fun stuff, but like truly, you know. Oh my God, I don't even know. But yeah, here we go. I always thought, like as a kid, I'm like, man, this is the boring part of history,
right?
Like, yeah, why am I reading about all this other stuff? I'm like, yo, we're in the fuck, what the we're on like we're about to ride the wave, y'all.
The 90s was so funny because it was like science is boring, they already have stuff like figured out.
right
<It's> like
dude, let's just focus on pushing each other in shopping carts off of like loading docks at a grocery store for fun and tape it, you know.
Oh man, what a trailer.
And
finally, the U.S. women's national team was defeated in women's soccer by 3 goals. They were on a 44 match unbeaten streak, and they got like smoked.
Yeah, Megan Rapinoe said, "We got bopped."
Got bopped.
That is what it is. I mean, yeah, the Olympics have started already, so that's happening. Huh. I think many people are more just like nervous to be like, will everyone be okay in 4 to 6 weeks? What's going to happen in 4 to 6 weeks? What is this going to look like in 4 to 6 weeks when everyone's...
Yeah, more on that later.
Come on.
Winners and losers.
These 2020 shirts aren't going to sell themselves, okay?
Is women's soccer a little bit like basketball in that like America just kind of got good first, but now like the rest of the world is sort of catching up? And
well, it's funny because there's a book called Soccernomics that sort of talks about like why the U.S. women's national team became so dominant. And it's because in the like 70s and 80s, soccer was like mostly marketed for girls.
And in the U.S.
Yeah, in the U.S. And so that became a sport that a lot of girls were encouraged to play, while other countries like the powerhouses were still very much like, it's about the men's soccer, like this is a boys' sport kind of thing.
Sure.
And sort of that just slight sort of tweak created generations of like really good players. Like the evolution started much quicker. But the thing is with these other countries, soccer is already so much a part of the culture. It didn't take long for that same thing to happen as well, because like innately soccer was an interest in those countries. But that was sort of like the edge that the U.S. had sort of going in, like especially with like those dominant teams in like the late 90s and things, when people were like, what the fuck is going on here? And that was just sort of kind of out of sexism to be like, here, you can have this sport.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But now, women's soccer is so fun to watch. Like it's really good to watch.
I have women's soccer and women's tennis, I think I enjoy more like than the men's sport. Not to be sexist to be against men, but that's
Jack.
It's just better. It's just a better product.
it's just a better product. I'm sorry. Like it's just the level of play is just better. Okay.
Yeah. It's more fun to watch. Sorry.
Like people who talk like that and like turn their brains off to other sports because they're just adamant. It's like, no, the level of play is just different. Like anyone like blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Take a second to watch a game of anything. WNBA, WSL, whatever. You're going to find that it's really fun to watch, especially if you've played a sport and you can appreciate the skill it takes to play a sport at a certain level. So
absolutely,
please let's open our hearts, but also equal pay for them. 100%. Yes. They need to be paid equally.
All right. Those are the things that are trending right now on Wednesday afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Yes. Get the fucking vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Summon your anticipation for an all-new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. This season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. I sit down with Nicola Coughlan, Luke Newton, Shonda Rhimes, and more. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix May 16th. Then, fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes drop starting May 2nd.